your children.
Oga, how now? Huh? We don't see you for a neighbor picking naming ceremony yesterday.
Pull your jingles. Fill up the airwaves as thousands of men and women in green and white aprons partnered across Nigeria administering polio vaccines to those under the age of 5 years old. In a calamitous setback in mid-2003, Nigeria's northern state halted the vaccination campaign for a year after rumors swept the region that the vaccine contained the AIDS virus or was part of a Western plot to sterilize Muslim girls. Within a couple of years, scores of once polio-free countries have had outbreaks traceable to Nigeria. Aminu Ahmed, a polio victim, heads the Polio Victims Association in Kano, a city hit particularly hard by the virus.
If I reach your house, the first of all, I will tell you, do you want your son to be like me? If you say yes, we are leaving you to go. If you say no, okay, give your children to immunize. You survive your children, because you don't know the time polio will arrest your son.
Despite efforts of people like Ahmed, polio rates are climbing in Nigeria. So far this year, Nigeria has had 30 cases of polio-induced paralysis, compared to 19 in the first 2 months of 2008. The Rotary Club is one of several polio partners. Its Northern Nigeria district head, Godi Antai, says some health workers are not sufficiently committed to polio eradication.
We really need to get the political will. We need to talk to the government so that we ensure that the right people are sent to the field. Because some people are complaining they're not well paid, some people are complaining they're tired, and so on.
Polio vaccinations in Kano resumed in 2004 after clinical trials in and outside Nigeria proved the vaccines were safe. But many people are still skeptical and refuse to administer polio vaccines to their children. A Kano resident, Isiaku Gumawa, says the high priority for polio inoculation to the detriment of more pressing diseases has contributed to the rejection of polio vaccinations in part of the north.
I will prefer that they take off malaria and sometimes guinea worm. And one of the sicknesses which are very common and in every home, if general public realize that what is disturbing them has been tackled, what they don't know, they will give attention because they have seen the benefit. Now everybody has malaria. They didn't care malaria, but they come to polio, which is not in every home. In my opinion, this is the mistake the authority made.
Generally, an increased number of people are now willing to allow their children take polio vaccines as a result of sustained vaccination campaigns. Even radical Muslim clerics who led the 2003 boycott are now campaigning for the acceptance of polio vaccination. Ibrahim Muhammad is a Jumaat Imam of Karfo community in Kara local government area of Kano state. He spoke through a translator.
Ibrahim Muhammad Salisun, Imam of Masalaj Juma Nagarin Karfi.
He used a lot of strategies to inform people, especially the stand of taking vaccines in Islam. He was able to bring out in the Quran and in a prophet book, which we call Hadith. We were able to make sure that people realize what the Islam says about prevention. And then he write up sermons during Friday prayers to speak to people that attend the mosque about what the importance of preventing polio.
The immunization campaign in Nigeria is part of a $67 million United Nations supported program spanning 8 other countries in the region, Benin, Burkina Faso, Ivory Coast, Ghana, Mali, Niger, and Togo. U.S. billionaire Bill Gates was in Nigeria recently to announce a $50 million grant to support polio eradication. A veteran polio fighter in Kano, Dr. Lola Mabugunje, says with the availability of more funds and the commitment of campaigners, polio eradication will happen sooner than later.
I'm very positive that we will see the end of polio eradication the way it was done to smallpox. It's a matter of time. We will see the end of it.
Poliomyelitis is a highly infectious disease, mainly affecting young children. It is caused by a virus transmitted through contaminated water or food. The World Health Organization has listed Nigeria, India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan as the only polio endemic countries in the world. Gebada Castor for VOA News, Kano.